ingredients for the workshops. We'll go through all that later. So this morning's menu is Monica with our wonderful clay, which unfortunately Scotland's completely run out of flour. Well, unless David Andrew tells me differently, but this part's definitely run out of flour. So I can't participate in this, but I'm looking forward to watching Monica doing the clay moulding, whatever it is. And remember, do not chat to everyone. You can chat to people privately, but do not chat to everyone. So we've got Monica, then we've got worship with David and Kayla. Kayla? Oh well, Kayla. Kayla, even. So you can't even speak right this time of the morning. So what we're going to do a little bit just now, and this is the scary bit, is ask you for your comments on how well things are going. All the positive, constructive comments. No moans, please. Because people like Steve and David Serley are working very hard behind the scenes to make this all work. So if you would like to put something in the chat to say how well and positive it is, that would be greatly appreciated. If you've got any moans, we'll just ignore you, basically, I think. Now, I don't know whether I'm supposed to ad lib while people do that, or Steve, do you want to say anything? You need to unmute yourself, Mr. Mullins.
No, not really. Monica's sitting there in real anticipation now.
So who should people send their comments to?
I think she's talking about to everyone, aren't you?
Is it to everyone or to...
Well, you kind of said that in your instructions, Steve. As long as they're positive. If they're negative, we'll delete them.
We'll take positive.
Yeah. we could maybe let Monica do her thing while people can send chats, positive chats.
Yeah. Okay. Are we ready?
Well, the question is Monica ready?
Is she ready? Here we go. Over to Studio 2.
Bye, everyone. See you later.
I don't know what it's going to look like. Okay. Yep. That close in? Yeah.
That's right. There we go.
Okay. Morning, everybody. I hope that you have got all your ingredients. I don't know how many of you are going to be making this sourdough, but I just want to check with those of you that have got your things with you, that you've got everything that you need. So we've got our bowl, we've got our salt, and we've got our flour. We've got some water. I've got some water in a jug, and I've got some examples that I've made, and I've got some containers here as well that we'll be making the actual salt dough this morning and moulding it as well. So hopefully everybody that wants to do this, you'll see the, you know, make some notes as well, maybe for you to do it later on as well. Right, the reason why we're making these is that on Monday we will be using our other candle, and I'll show you a couple of the containers that I've made out of the salt dough and decorated and painted and varnished. So that's that one there. I have used different containers. This is one of the oil lamps from our Israel trip with Chris and Lindy, and I turned that upside down and used that shape there and painted it in sort of a brown and varnish, so it looks very natural and rugged. So that looks almost like a shell of a nut or something like that. And I've used an egg cup as well and painted that and decorated that, and it's now going to be my little memento from F13.
One moment, we have a raised hand with a question.
I was going to say, if you do have any questions, I can pause and just take any question.
Judith, but she hasn't got any sound. Oh, that's good.
Okay.
I'm not sure what we can do. Hello, Judith.
Hi, Judith. She can't hear me at all.
She's using thought.
Not yet.
Okay. Well, we haven't really started, so I think Judith was hoping to use corn flour.
No. I was, but I hadn't got all the bits together. So.
Yeah, Judith's been texting me, and she couldn't get any flour either. So I think people that are living in smaller towns, villages, aren't able to get the flour. but I managed to secure some flour in the pound shop a few weeks ago.
And we've got another hand up here, Hatton John.
Yeah, sorry to ask a silly question, but are we doing this with you, alongside you, as you're talking? Thank you.
I was just explaining what we should have in front of us, and then we're going to make it together.
Thank you.
We're going to do the whole process now.
Together.
Yeah. Judith, have you got sound now?
No.
I think she's asking the same thing, I think.
No.
No, she's not asking the same thing.
So the type it
so,
in.
So, yeah, do a chat. Do a little message chat. On the chat.
Type it in.
Oh.
She won't.
Is it charades? That was yesterday,
can,
wasn't it?
Can we send her a message from here?
Well, someone can send her a message.
If someone could send her a written message to her personally to write a message or a question.
Yeah,
or
I will.
A question that
I'll
way.
Send her a message, Monica.
Yeah, lovely.
Thank you, Simon.
Okay. So
okay, back to you.
Shall I just carry on?
Yeah. Well,
the reason why we're making them, as I said, is to use the second candle on Monday. So that's to mark the end of the what we're calling the Sabbath weekend. And also to put our spices in. So I thought actually this one might be quite nice to put spices in. And that's because part of that ceremony is looking at our five senses. So the spices will be for us to smell. So that's for that. Okay, so in front of me, I've got a bowl, I've got my flour and my salt, I've got some cling film, I've got my containers that I want to use. I've been experimenting with different containers. This is the top of a pickled gherkin jar. That's that big one. I thought that was really nice because it's got a nice broad base and that makes a really nice dish. I will explain as we're doing it actually, all the pitfalls and other things. When you choose a container, don't choose anything that's got a really rigid edge. That doesn't work because it makes the dough go thinner and more fragile. Also, when we're moulding it, if you do it too thin and you remove it, you'll get a crack. So it mustn't be too thin. Anyway, before we start, I thought we would pray. And so I just want to pray first. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for the possibility of doing this conference online. And Lord, we want to commit this whole day to you, Lord. And I want to commit this session to you. And Lord, as I've been handling the flower, I've thought of how you created us out of dust, how you created Adam out of dust. And as I've moulded the salt dough, I've thought of how you have created us and how by adding that water, that life-giving water, that one thing that we really cannot do without, it's made this flower into something that can be moulded and used in even to give glory to you, Lord. And I thank you that as we mould this salt dough and we use these containers, we're moulding something into an image of something else. And it reminded me of how you have created us in your image. And so I thank you, Lord, that as we go through this process, it will remind us of so many things about you. And I just pray that these vessels and these containers that we will be making will be used for your glory. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for the ways that you remind us of who you are. You're our creator. You are the one true God. And I thank you. And we commit this whole session of creativity to you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. So, so the recipe that we sent out, when I experimented with it, I realized that even though you have got half quantity of salt to flour, it doesn't mean the actual weights are half, because salt has a higher density, so it's heavier. So what I've done is I've got a unit of measurement. That's the probably the most important thing. I chose this little coffee cup or teacup because it's got a straight edge so that it's not, when you're doing a half measurement of it, you haven't got less at the bottom. So a straight-sided measurement is good. So this is my, what I call cup. So it's not an American cup or an Australian cup. It's just my cup. So the quantities I'm using are fractions of this. So it's a whole of flour, a half of salt, and then a half of water. When I measured each of those, it equaled 100 grams of flour, 100 grams of salt. Believe it or not 50 grams, it's 100 grams of salt, because salt is heavier, smaller quantity, but still, does that make sense, or is that the other way around? You have to check me, Steve. Anyway, so it's 100 grams and 100 grams.
Yeah, fine.
Yeah, okay. I might have got that the wrong way around. So we have got all of our ingredients. So I hope everyone's ready to do this. I don't know. So I'm going to forge ahead because we have a lovely time of worship with David and Kayla after this. So I'm going to my spoon. I'm going to fill my cup with flour. Apologies to everybody that doesn't have flour. I really don't know how this works out with corn flour weight wise, because obviously I think corn flour might actually be heavier than flour. I don't know. It my feel might be the case. So I've got my cup of flour. So we're going to mix the dry ingredients first. So the half a cup. And this quantity is actually enough to make the broad-based dish from the gherkin jar. So that's about half a cup. So we're going to mix those together. There we go. The dry ingredients together like you do quite often in cooking. Jar of water ready, and do about half of that. So I've got another container with some flour in if I need to dry my hands, if it gets too tacky. I've got some water I can dip my hands into if it becomes too dry. So there we go, very, very easy. With a spoon, you mix it all together, and then as it binds together, see, it's going to get thicker. There we go, and at some point we just want to bring it out. That looks a bit dry to me. It's a teeny bit dry, so we're going to add a little bit more water to that. If I need to reverse it, I can always put a little bit more flour in.
That not cue for a song, Monica? Bind us together, Lord.
Absolutely. If you want to break out in song, or if there's any hands up or any questions, please put your hand up. And the host or co-host will spot you. I won't start singing. I could start singing. Steve, you want to start singing?
No.
Bind us together, Lord, bind us together.
Andy and Paul have got their hand up.
Who?
Who's got hands up?
Andy and Paul.
Okay.
Not an electronic hand, it's a real hand.
A real hand? Ah, okay. Can they be unmuted?
Maybe they're stretching.
Okay. Mine feels a little bit sticky. Just a little bit sticky.
Sorry, because we've got so many people here.
Pardon?
Could you put a virtual hand up if you've got a question?
Yeah, put your little virtual hand on if it's found in participants, and then you've got a choice of putting your hand up.
Yes. Okay, Andy and... What would you say? Andy and Paula.
Oh, thank you. Sorry, I missed a bit about how much was the salt compared to the flour.
Okay, so you've got 1 cup or 1 measurement of flour and then half the same measurement of salt.
So if it was 100 grams, then it's going to be...
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, when I measured my cup, it was 100 grams of flour and 100 grams of salt. And
okay,
if you haven't, if you're not using that unit of measurement like a cup, my measurement of water was just under 100 mil.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah. Okie dokie. It's almost like 100 of each, to be honest, but the water is just below. So I'm just going to add a bit more flour to my hands because it felt quite tacky. And you want it to you don't want it to stick to your hands or to your flour, you know, your breadboard. So there you go. It's actually much nicer than pastry. Sometimes if you're making pastry and you break a bit off and then you want to add it back in, sometimes it's really hard to get it to form back into that main lump again. But as you can see, this is really lovely, but it's not as firm as clay. So that's why we have to treat it slightly differently to clay. So I keep putting flour on my hands and I'll sit down again. There we go. So that's coming along really nicely. And I think you can feel when you're doing it, when it's just at the right texture. It's always good to have that extra little bit of flour just to, so I'm just going to roll it. There we go. A nice lump. And get rid of that bowl. So now we've got it on the breadboard. Okay, so a little bit of flour on here. And then we're going to choose which, I'm going to make another one of those ones because I really like this dish. It's turned out quite well. So I'm going to put that a bit closer to you so you can see the thickness that you want to roll it out to. Can you see the thickness? It's about 0.5 centimetre. So it's a bit like, you know, when you're rolling out pastry. So here's my dough. So I've got a knife. I did have a knife here yesterday. Okay, so I'm going to divide that in half. And this keeps really well in cling film as well. I mean, apologies that we didn't send out the clay. We did buy the clay and we've got it in big blocks. And I experimented with cutting up into smaller blocks and cling filming it for a couple of days and leaving it on the mantelpiece, and it went rock hard. So had we sent out the clay, you would have got it as a lump of cement or concrete. So that wouldn't have been any good. Right, so we decided to do salt dough instead. But so it is much softer. It's not as strong and it doesn't keep its shape as long. What I mean by that is if you made... I'm just trying to see if I made, yes I did. This is something that I made in the last day, which I haven't had time to paint. And those are imprints of just my spoon. So I've made imprints all the way around. But with salt dough, it bounces back. Clay holds the imprint quite well, but salt dough tends to spring back out. So you have to keep pressing it in until you make an imprint. And then that can be painted a different colour. The other thing I also tried was this with a milk bottle top, because I thought, wouldn't it be nice if I had something the candle could sit in eventually? So this became that. That became that. And when I finish that off, that candle will be able to fit dead in there. So that's a nice tip to put the milk bottle top on top of that as well to form that shape there. Okay, so we're going to roll that out now. And bearing in mind that I'm going to do this one and it's got to go down the sides as well. So you're looking at that size plus a bit more. I'm going to roll it. And if you find you haven't got enough in the lump that you've cut off, then you can add a bit more. As I said before, it's not like other things that it's hard to join again. Because if I've made so many mistakes, and I actually think that this isn't enough, so I'm going to pinch a bit more and start again. Right, there we go. So it really easily molds back in. There's no crack and there's no join or anything, so it's really good to work with. So we're going to use a bit more flour, because as I'm using it, I can feel it getting a bit tacky and sticky. I'm going to roll it out again, like this. Bearing in mind the time I'm taking, I don't want to shorten our time of worship with David and Kayla. The other tip also is I found, right, that's about evenly spread out. Okay, so the important thing is I experimented with what to put over the container. Cling film works better because once it's dried out on that side, it's easy to take that off.
Oh,
we have silver foil doesn't work very well. It really gets stuck into the dough and it's hard to prise it away. It tears.
Oh, Maureen, damage it. Sorry, Monica.
Yeah.
We have a question from Bill and Maureen.
Okay.
Good morning, Monica. Good morning.
Hello.
I was just wondering, I missed how many times you break it up.
Oh, it really doesn't matter, actually. What I did was I did it in half.
Right.
Okay. And but it does depend. It does depend on what container you're using and how big it needs to be.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. And the other tip I was just going to give, I just remembered, is that if you, if we mould it onto this one here, can I be spotlighted again?
Yep.
Yeah, thank you. Right, so if I put it onto this one here, Steve, could you get me a knife? I think I must have washed my knife and not brought it back. Oh, just the what you'd eat with. Yeah. Not a serrated edge. So I'll drape it over here and then I'm going to cut it. That'll give you that straight edge there. Now, on another experiment over the egg cup, I allowed the Play-Doh just to keep its shape. And that created a really nice, rounded, soft edge. When you cut, thank you, when you cut the sort dough, it does give you a bit of a rough edge. And so when it had dried out, I tried to sand it. And when I blew the sort of the dust away, I got a lot of salty dust in my face. So not to be recommended, tastes horrible. So I think I'm going to be ready now to lift this off. And unlike pastry, it doesn't get stuck, which is really nice. As you're pulling it off, sometimes it does stretch a bit. So you've got to carefully lay it on top as centrally as you can and be very gentle with it. Mould it around. There we go. Can you see it's sort of some, it will, that's where it stretched when I took it off the, see it stretched a little bit. So clay is just hardier. It's just tougher, but the salt dough. So I'm patting it a little bit. I experimented with doing air holes, and I thought, well, if I don't know, it didn't really, don't think it helped with the drying out process or anything. So now I'm going to choose how deep I want my dish. So I'm really controlled by the narrowest part, so here. So I'm going to try and cut round. Don't drag the knife though, because it will cause the shape to change. And I'm going to try and get all the way round as evenly as I can and then pull the rest of that away. There we go. That's good. I'm glad I can see what I'm doing as well.
Monica, so I've just had a little run round the pictures and there's loads of people out there working away. It's wonderful.
Oh, lovely. I'm so pleased. So I hope I'm not going too quick. I mean, this, because I've now done it quite a few times, so I'm getting a little bit more used to it. So if that, hopefully, you see, it will become that, but it's going to be a deeper dish this time. There we go. But if you can see where I've cut, you've got these little bits hanging down there. So we've got to try and neaten these up as much as possible because they will be sharp, sort of jagged little bits when it's dried. So you want to try and keep that as nice and smooth as possible because you really don't want to start sanding it because it's a very, very, very fine dust that comes off of it and it's quite messy and you'll end up with a very salty tasting lips. And at this point, if you did want to put some impression on it, you could push that in, okay, or I'd leave that up to you. What else did I do? One of them, yeah, I just punctured little holes, so I've got little pinpricks all the way around there. So yes, you can do texture with a little grater. That makes it look like a basket. So a little grater, you can put that kind of impression on it. The other thing, if you haven't got any jam jars, ramekin dish, they work well. But I wouldn't use anything flimsy like plastic. And again, not anything with a sharp, not sharp, but like a rigid edge. Another thing that I experimented with was I added two little handles there and there. So you can add it. You can put a little bit of dough there, a little bit of dough there. And that's not finished off yet. That's just been dried out. So that's that. And I've put little impressions on the side with the end of my pencil. So that's just an end of a pencil. Little indentations in there just to give it. So I could paint those a different colour. Or what I used was felt tips. So I've used...
Nigel's got a question.
Oh, Nigel. Right. Okay. That's felt tips. Yeah.
Would it work to fold up the cling film to get rid of those sharp edges?
Would it help if I...
If we folded up the cling film round the... Would it get rid of the sharp edges?
Right, yeah. So use the cling film to smooth it.
Yes.
Yeah, that could work. That could work. Good idea. That's just... Yep. Yeah, that's a really nice idea to try and smooth that edge. Yeah, I'll try that. Got to be so careful with the salt dough, because it is quite soft. As I said, it's not like clay. But yeah, no, that's a really good idea. I mean, I've just been, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to slide my finger along the bottom, but I mustn't cause any kinks or ripples in the... Yeah, so we'll see how that works. I'll see if that's helped when it's dried. That's a really good tip. Thank you, Nigel. That's lovely. Thank you. So what I've done in the last week or two is I've put that now onto a sunny windowsill. And it's also above a radiator. So we've had really lovely sunny days. So that has dried up. In 24 hours, you can see that drying out and the colour changing, getting a bit lighter and turned into a grey. And then I've lifted that off.
Monica, ready for another question?
Yeah, sure.
From Chris or Lindy or both.
Yeah. Monica, we get it onto the jar and then it goes...
It sags.
Ah, right. See that the edge, is it very tacky? Is it very tacky, the actual salt dough?
The dough?
Well, is it very tacky?
Not too tacky. We've been adding more flour.
Add a little bit more flour to give it a little bit more weight.
Right.
I think maybe if the water content is making it too soft, that might make it more saggy.
Yeah, okay.
Don't, when you roll it out,
yes.
Don't roll it out too thin. That's also very, very important. So if you have a look at this dish here, see that edge there?
Yes.
Yeah. If I have got a ruler, yes, a couple of Play-Doh with it. I measured that and that's 0.5 centimetre thick.
Right.
Because I found that as well. I mean, that's why this one here, that's a little bit thinner, allowed it to droop just to see what it would look like. Yeah. And actually, it's quite nice because you've got...
undulating.
Yeah, thank you.
When it droops, it gets...
an undulating sort of, it's quite natural.
When it droops down the side,
on
the top edge, it goes into holes, you see, because the dough is collapsing.
Okay, so you put it over the jar.
Yeah,
that's right.
And it's actually collapsing too much.
Yes, yes. Collapsing
it's
on
hanging down.
Yes.
How about around
the top edge here? This is where it's collapsing. You know, it's coming.
Oh, right. Okay. So that's because it's stretched. It's not been rolled out thick enough. It's too thin.
Okay.
That is why I said do not use anything that's too rigid like that.
Yes.
Because it cuts into it.
Yeah, I understand that.
So that's why I say a jar that's got a more gradual rounded.
Which is
so much better. It holds its shape more.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Thank you.
And the other thing is to cut it. Try cutting it and see if when it starts drooping, try cutting it and seeing that it holds its shape because the weight isn't dragging it down. Yeah, okay. So that's what you do. So hopefully by Monday, in 24 hours time, check this tomorrow afternoon and then turn it, see if you can ease it off. And then what you do is you'll see that the inside is a little bit damp and the colour's different, it's still a bit wet. So then you take the cling film away, you very carefully take the cling film away and then place the container again back in the sun or above a radiator somewhere where it's going to be warm and dry. And then it should dry out. So I don't know if you'll have time to decorate, but then you'll have time after the conference, but it should be dry enough. And in that state, to be able to use it for your spices. Right, so decorating, just quickly, I've used ordinary felt tips and I've just sealed it. Salt dough has to be sealed because if it gets any moisture in it, it absorbs any moisture. So years ago when people did lots of salt dough, they couldn't display them in a bathroom or a kitchen because of the steam. And any kind of weakness in it, the dampness would get in and start cracking it and breaking it and the whole thing would fall apart. So sealing it after you've decorated it, after you've allowed any kind of decoration to dry, sealing it after that is very important. So you can use a clear varnish. I couldn't find any proper varnish in the house. But I'd still had some of the Mod Podge from conferences when we've made cards and we've used that to varnish cards. And
what was that again? The name of that one again?
This one here? Well, this is the Deku Patch, but that's the company that you find at craft fairs, Deku Patch. There's also Mod Podge, but you can use, I would think, the ordinary PVA glue. PVA glue would be fine if you've got any PVA glue indoors. And just paint it over carefully, but be very, very careful. I tried PVA glue and it slightly smudged the decoration, but it could be that I used the felt tips. That's been painted. Yeah, and those have been painted. So any other questions, do send them to me. On the chat during the day or anything like that. And Chris, did you catch at the beginning that I used one of those oil lamp from your tour?
Got to stop.
And turned that upside down and made it and painted it. And so it looks really nice and rustic. Painted it brown. Okay. Thank you, Lord, for being able to do this workshop and to see you through this whole process, Lord, of how you have made us, how you've created us in your image, Lord. And we just give the rest of the day into your hands. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Over to David and Kayla. Yeah?
Dave.
David and Kayla.
David
and Kayla.
Okay, cool.
Hello, Steve.
Good morning. Boker Tov. Good morning.
There we go. That's more like it.
We have a... Just one moment. We have a hand up here. Hang on.
Jackie.
This is everyone's opportunity to get dancing to worship, because we won't have an aerobic session.
Yeah, no pressure there. Yay, praise the Lord. We're going to have a spiritual dancing workout, whatever you want to call it. But first we'll start with scriptures.
Did you want to take a question from Pat and John briefly?
You start.
Okay.
15:16.
Shouts of joy and victory are in the tents of the righteous. Adonai's right hand is mighty. Adonai's right hand is lifted high. Adonai's right hand is mighty.
I will not die but live and proclaim what Adonai has done. Adonai has chastened me hard, but has not given me over to death.
Open to me the gates of righteousness, that I may enter through them and praise Adonai. This is the gate of Adonai. The righteous will enter through it. So yes, we're going to give thanks to the Lord that he made us to live and not die, and that he will proclaim his goodness, his righteousness, his kindness. So let's shout for joy in Yeshua's name this morning. Mateo is going to dance.
Wait, am I? No.
Dance, feel free to do. It's okay. Feel free to do anything the Lord leads you into. Okay? So we're going to sing Shouts of Joy by Paul Wilbur. It's in your sheets that came with your packs, your packages. Praise the Lord.
Shouts of joy, the victory resound in the tents of the righteous of the Lord. Shouts of joy, the victory resound in the tents of the righteous of the Lord. Lord, our hand has done many things for us. Lord, our hand is lifted high. Lord, our hand has done many things for us. The Lord's right hand is on high. The Lord's right hand is on high. Shouts of joy and victory resound in the tents of the righteous of the Lord. Shouts of joy and victory resound in the tents of the righteous of the Lord. Lord, your hand has done mighty things for us. Lord, your hand is lifted high. Lord, your hand has done mighty things for us. The Lord's right hand is on.
V. Praise the Lord. You're doing your... You can do your dancing. You can do your mime. So get your dancing shoes and praise Abba with us.
Amen.
We praise you, Lord. Now it's a song to wake you up. So awake, O Israel.
Put off your slumber.
Yeah. Mateus are going to dance here. People want you to dance there. Steve is calling you. No, he's not going yet.
Awake, O Israel, put off your slumber, and the truth shall set you free. For out of Zion comes your Redeemer, in the year of Jubilee. For in the furnace of affliction, I have chosen you, behold. And for iron, I give you silver, and for brass, I'll give you gold. Oh, hallelujah.
To who you are. Thank you for the gifts you give each one of us to worship you in spirit and truth. Thank you for Monica. Thank you for all the people in the background in this foundation's conference. Thank you for everyone who's contributing, because every act is an act of giving you glory. So we praise you and we love you, Lord. Thank you so much for who you are. Yes, let's carry on. Are you dancing? I hope you're all dancing. I am dancing inside. I can't dance and play. Steve is dancing. You can see him dancing. Yeah! Praise God. Now we're singing, I lift my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Psalm 121. That's worship.
Help comes from the Lord. He made